Our reading is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 24 through 37. Jesus taught the disciples, "But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of God coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out angels and gather his elect from the four winds and from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only God. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his workers in charge, each with their work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." Holy wisdom, holy word.
We are invited into this Advent season with Reverend Rich's beautiful adornment of our sanctuary and our narthex. And today we're invited to take some time to absorb as this season turns and we set our eyes over the next four Sundays toward the time when the Christ light is coming more fully into the world, as we will in 4 weeks be celebrating the birth of Jesus. We take some time and we absorb and we enter into this season as we're reminded just how deep our tradition runs, how ancient these verses are. The words that Bree has shared, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. We are in a time where we can connect so quickly to those in the second century BCE who were told by Jesus that the temple, the source of power, the center of power as they knew it, was going to be destroyed. We are in times that are being called the sixth extinction, and yet these ancient verses, they say, if we turn to the fig tree, when we see that branch beginning, we will know that summer is coming, and we will see signs of when light is coming. But these are the days where it does seem as though the moon will not give its light, and the sun will be darkened, and the time of a sixth extinction in climate change, the fig tree is as confused and concerned as all of us are. We're going to go slow for a moment here this morning because it seems like we are in a daily barrage. I see so many of us, we walk around a bit in shock, and often turning some of the violence around us into inward and against ourselves. We're all trying to deal with an incredible pace of change, and our landscape is changing quickly with great costs. As we heard in our opening announcements, there is much at hand and many opportunities for us. We're also here this morning in our midst, so many of us facing down losses, facing down dear ones, friends with cancer, facing down such intimate support we're providing to those we love. We are facing down this context, as we said, in a country where Thank goodness in the pulpit we are excited to talk about the impact of issues on real people's lives. We never talk about candidates in the church. We talk about the issues that affect everyone. And we are facing down what we see to be seismic changes as this tax plan rams through this weekend. So we go slow for a moment as we think about this passage that Bree read was right when the four core disciples with Jesus had asked him what was coming, and he gives this news that the center of power, that Jerusalem, the temple will be destroyed, and they are just in a bit of shock and concern as to how to move forward. So we pause and we take in this shift as we see the changing scenery around us. We are now past Festival of Hope and we are past Thanksgiving, and so many are trying to shift mindsets with holidays, and you will not hear in the Keystone worship, you won't get any lectures about the reason for the season. You won't get talking to about keeping your focus off the consumerism and on our Christ, because we pray that every week around here we are taking that focus, and it's nothing new to the crowd of us. But we are so aware that the reason for the season is this world of brokenness, so many ways of separation from God that we've even just heard in this morning's preamble in our announcements. But here we are. We're slowed down for a moment. We are looking at the stars, and we are looking at what is about to transpire over these next weeks. And we wonder, what is all this waiting? What is this anticipation? What does Jesus mean, keep awake, keep alert, when he has just delivered this groundbreaking news to the disciples that there is destruction coming? Part of what we want to just briefly look at today is the kinds of waiting. We have been studying this Barber book this fall and ramping up. That is one part, but study is not the same as acting. And part of what we are sometimes in the discernment process of waiting for the way to act. One of the ways